The phrase, feed the good wolf, originates from a well-known parable often attributed to Native American tradition. In the story, a grandfather explains to his grandchild that two wolves live inside every person. One wolf represents qualities such as anger, envy, greed, and fear, while the other embodies kindness, compassion, humility, and hope. When asked which wolf wins, the grandfather replies, "The one you feed." Though simple, this metaphor offers a profound insight into human psychology and moral development. At its core, the concept emphasizes personal responsibility for inner life. Human beings experience conflicting impulses, emotions, and thoughts, often simultaneously. The parable does not deny the existence of negative feelings. Instead, it acknowledges them as part of being human. The lesson lies in recognizing that attention, habit, and reinforcement determine which tendencies become dominant. What we repeatedly engage with emotionally, mentally, and behaviorally shapes who we become. Feeding the good wolf does not mean suppressing or denying negative emotions. Anger, fear, and sadness can carry valuable information and serve protective functions. Problems arise when these emotions are indulged without reflection or allowed to define identity. The metaphor encourages awareness rather than repression. By choosing how we respond to our inner experiences, we cultivate healthier patterns over time. This idea aligns closely with modern psychological research. Studies in cognitive behavioral therapy and neuroplasticity suggest that repeated thoughts and behaviors strengthen neural pathways. Gratitude practices, mindfulness, and acts of kindness can measurably improve well-being, while chronic rumination and hostility can increase stress and emotional instability. In this sense, feeding the good wolf is not merely symbolic but biologically grounded. The concept also carries ethical implications. Feeding the good wolf involves intentional choices about how one treats others. Compassion, patience, and integrity require effort, especially under pressure. The metaphor suggests that character is not fixed but formed through daily decisions. Small acts, listening instead of reacting, choosing generosity over resentment, accumulate into enduring dispositions. In a broader social context, the parable applies beyond the individual. Communities and cultures also feed certain wolves through their values, media, and institutions. Societies that reward empathy, cooperation, and fairness tend to foster trust, while those that amplify fear and division often experience fragmentation. The metaphor reminds us that collective outcomes reflect collective choices,